You and I are designed to go somewhere. Father is preparing us to live out our distinct individuality. He's preparing us for that place that will fulfill the definitive dreams of who He is now in the process of making us to be. Every situation, every circumstance, and every trial, every desire, every longing, every aspiration, every passion, every dream, every predisposition, every preference, every like and dislike, every fondness, and every partiality, all these are influencing and impressing and prompting and molding and plying and shaping us toward our ultimate place in Father's plan, where all that makes us who and what we are will find its fulfillment on the deepest, most intimate, personal, and individual level. When He brings us to this place for which we're being made, we will fully recognize it. It'll be the culmination of all that we have ever wanted or desired, all that Father has ever molded into us to want and long for, all that makes us His unique self. So suited to perfection will this place be that we will intrinsically know that it is His place, uniquely designed for us. It'll leave nothing ever built into us unsatisfied and unfulfilled. We'll immediately recognize this place, for we will finally be home. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Or as the concordant literal New Testament says, to Him who is able to do excessively, super excessively, above all that we are requesting or apprehending. How else would it be with the Father? That place where we're on our way to one day, that He has planned and purposed for us, is going to be far greater than anything we ever imagined. This understanding of Father and His plan and our perfect place in it was echoed so greatly by the discernment years ago of A.P. Adams. Listen to what he wrote. One of my favorite passages from the pen of a bygone era. Here's what he says. God has a definite purpose in creating everything, a definite end in view, and that end is certain to be reached sooner or later. In other words, every creature ultimately fulfills the purpose of the Creator in its creation. For us to suppose otherwise would be to suppose a failure on the part of the Creator, which is unthinkable. The believer's attitude toward God might be thus expressed. God has created me for a definite purpose. That purpose I shall ultimately fulfill in His economy. It is a wise and a good purpose, one with which I should be perfectly satisfied and contented if I only understood it all. Toward that end, I am constantly being moved. All things tend to advance me in that one direction. I will surely arrive. I shall surely fulfill the purpose of my creation. It is a great satisfaction and pleasure to think of our relationship to God in this light. For God has something in His mind to make of me, and I shall surely become that something. Furthermore, since God is wise and good, that something will please and satisfy me perfectly. When I reach the place for which God has created me and for which He has fitted me, then I shall have no regrets that it is not another place. I shall realize that it is my place and shall be satisfied, perfectly satisfied with the accomplishment of the ever-blessed and good will of God in me. I am a seed destined to a certain result ultimately. The seed may pass through many adversities in reaching that result. like the seed in the hand of an Egyptian mummy, lying dormant for 1,000 years, but still its end is fixed, and that end it will reach, and none other. I may be disappointed many times in failing to be what I would like to be, and what I imagine I might have been. And so my experience will correspond with the poet's words, "Of all sad words by pen or tongue, the saddest of these it might have been." Even this experience is a part of my training, and by it I am continually being advanced toward what in the providence of God I am to be. Thus may the trusting child rest in God, both for himself and for the whole creation, and with the utmost confidence he may commit all his interest unto him, his faithful creator. Those were beautiful words written by A.P. Adams. They're in his book, The Purposes of God and The True Basis of Redemption. What a great book. I'm going to listen to a song now. It's from Brad Paisley, called "When I Get Where I'm Going."
So much pain and so much darkness in this world we stumble through. All these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of his amazing grace.